This is America on the Road on Driving Today. I'm Jack Nerad. Cadillac has just introduced the XT6 crossover sport utility vehicle, and we've talked to their chief engineer on the project, John Planka, about it. Let's go to that interview with John Planka talking about the all-new three-row Cadillac XT6.
Thank you, Jack. Very proud of this new product that we're bringing out. This is an all-new three-row crossover utility vehicle that we're adding to the Cadillac lineup, positioned strategically between the XT5 and the Escalade, and really filling out our lineup. As we introduced the XT4 last year, which has become a very popular seller, number one in its segment already after just a few months on the market.
Nice product. Thank you.
Beautiful vehicle, bringing in new customers to the showroom that might not have traditionally been Cadillac shoppers, but really excited about that product. XT5 has been our number one global seller for the past year. And of course, the Escalade, everybody knows what the Escalade is all about. So to bring the XT6 in, position between those vehicles from a size perspective, from a capability perspective, is really exciting for us. So the XT6, as I mentioned, three-row crossover utility vehicle, available in two flavors. We've got the premium luxury model and the sport model. Those will be differentiated both from an appearance standpoint, with the premium luxury model getting some more traditional luxury cues, whereas the sport model...
Talk about that.
Sure.
Cues might not be that clear to our
Sure, absolutely.
What does
that mean? So from an exterior appearance standpoint, you'll see the premium luxury model trimmed out with Galvano chrome trim, giving it a little more elegant and luxurious appearance from the outside. We also have unique interior trim configurations with real wood veneers and leather seating surfaces throughout the vehicle. When you switch to a sport model, you'll see some of those Galvano chrome accents turn to gloss black, and it gives it a little more aggressive, almost sinister appearance.
Sporty feel
to it. The other thing that we've done with the XT6 is coupled the mechanical, the performance of the vehicle to the personality of the styling. So the sport model will come standard with all-wheel drive. It'll have a faster ratio steering gear, and it will also have a suspension system with continuous damping control to give it an overall sportier driving character. So we match the performance of the vehicle to the appearance of the vehicle.
Yeah, as does the steering gear. You're gonna
absolutely
feel sportier.
Exactly. More responsive.
Right.
So the focus, though, on the XT6 was around developing a vehicle and a package that provided an active family with the three-row seating capacity that is very versatile, configurable. We talked a little bit about the folding second and third row seats, allow you to fold the third row and the second row down if you need more cargo carrying capacity. But when folded up, those seating positions provide ample room for full-size adults. We like to say that it was engineered to make every seat the best seat in the house.
Right. And it's tough to make that third row, any third row seat, reasonable seat,
yeah,
not less the best seat,
yeah,
in the house.
Yeah, absolutely. But that was our primary focus, was to make sure that seating position was comfortable for a full-size adult. And so we provide headroom and shoulder room that will be segment leading in the third row. And we also provide connectivity with USB ports available in all seating positions. So it was really critical for us to provide a comfortable environment for active families that spend a lot of their time in vehicles.
Well, and it really sounds like you're aiming at families with this, mm-hmm, vehicle. You know, a lot of Cadillacs,
yeah,
even on the SUV or crossover side, are not necessarily, mm-hmm, aimed at families. They're maybe aimed at empty nesters or those kinds of...
Yeah, products. Yeah, and we certainly don't want to pigeonhole this vehicle. While that may have been our primary focus and our inspiration for the vehicle, we know that the segment is not limited to those customers as well. We find that a lot of customers have a three-row vehicle when their family situation demands it, but they find it so useful that over time they just grow accustomed to having one, right? And they need that to support their active lifestyle. So we see this having a much broader appeal than just families.
Right. Do you ever engineer a car for a sedentary lifestyle? Does anybody do that?
not that I know of.
Okay. What most excites you about XT6. You know, what one feature or one thing about it do you think is the big deal?
Well, I think the big deal in this vehicle is having to have a vehicle that does everything really well, right? It needs to have all of the luxury appointments and the spacious cabin. It needs to have all the latest safety technology, and it needs to be a vehicle that's a pleasure to drive. And so at the end of the day, our biggest challenge was integrating all of the technology, the infotainment system, and doing it in such a way that was intuitive and contributed to the a good driving experience as opposed to being a distraction. And so if I had to pick one thing, the thing I'm most excited about is the drive quality of this vehicle. It's really an exciting vehicle to drive. So you have all of the utility and the safety features and the comfort, but you have a driving experience that's engaging and exciting.
Talk about infotainment. It's it's become such a big issue, right? A lot of times I almost feel like I should be writing for Stereo Review or something like that.
Right.
When I'm reviewing vehicles. Talk about that in the context of the XT6.
So the XT6 will be debuting the latest generation of the Cadillac user experience, which is more than just a radio system or an audio system, right? It's really pulling together all of the interface between the driver and the vehicle into an intuitive system. We've introduced a rotary controller to this vehicle, and new for 20 model year. It also has a jog feature. So this rotary controller acts like a joystick and allows you to more intuitively control all of the systems of the vehicle, not just the audio system, but the vehicle configurations, menus, things like that. So we couple that with the steering wheel controls and a touchscreen all together, which allows the customer to interact with their vehicle in a way that's most intuitive to them. Again, trying to make sure that all of this information that's at their fingertips and the entertainment options that they have, that they're able to access those things in a way that's intuitive and not distracting. We want them to be able to focus on the driving experience and interacting with the people that are in the vehicle with them and have all of these systems integrated in such a way that it supports that rather than detracts from that.
Talk a little bit more about the intuitive nature of it. I mean, it strikes me that, especially in luxury cars, and heaven knows I test a bunch of them, I get the certain sense, and it might be fallacious, but it could be true, that a lot of buyers never use, you know, a significant portion of the capabilities of the infotainment system or a lot of their car systems.
Sure.
Talk about that and why it's important that people understand how to use stuff.
Sure. Well, I think the important part of it is allowing them to set up their vehicle in a way that fits their lifestyle and fits what is comfortable for them. We do a lot of research to understand what customers do in their vehicles, how they want to do it, and we try to make sure that the vehicle is configured from the factory in a way that fits most of their needs. So it doesn't surprise me that a lot of people are very happy with the factory defaults because we spend a lot of time, right? We're customers too, we have families too, and so we get feedback all the time on what makes sense from a vehicle configuration standpoint. But we want to give them the option to be able to tweak things if they have a particular inclination to do so. So I don't look at it as necessarily a negative that they don't interact or they don't mess with some of the features and settings. We do our best to make sure that they're configured in a way that people are going to be comfortable with.
Do you have any sense of the percentage of people who do go away from the defaults?
I couldn't tell you that exactly, no, and it varies, right? Depends on just depends on the specific feature that you're talking about.
Yeah. Talk about driver assistance stuff. I mean, electronic driver assistance is so important these days.
Yeah, absolutely. And with the new Cadillac products, we're really focused on providing these key features that our customers have told us they expect in a luxury vehicle as standard equipment. So things like lane keep assist, lane change alert, side blind zone alert, those are things that provide a tangible safety benefit to our customers, and you'll see those as standard equipment. We've also integrated a lot of those systems with our safety alert seat, which gives gives you a haptic, a vibration in the seat cushion to alert you to a potential hazard, as opposed to beeping and flashing and, again, other things that can detract from the driving experience or create a distraction. We want to try to limit that but still convey important information to the customer.
How about collision alert, collision avoidance? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we will also have a standard system in these vehicles that will give you collision alerts, emergency braking, as well as pedestrian detection and emergency braking. So our systems will actually detect a potential contact with the pedestrian, alert the driver, and brake in an emergency situation if necessary. Adaptive cruise control is available in some of our packaging. So that is all. It's a radar-based system, fusion of radar and camera information to provide full speed range adaptive cruise control, which allows the car to automatically take the vehicle down to zero speed, and then with just a touch of the gas accelerate and stay with traffic. Yeah. Really it's again the fusion of all of those things into one package that we're most excited about.
And that was John Planka of Cadillac. He's chief engineer on both the Cadillac XT6 and the XT5 SUVs. Thanks to John for being with us right here on America on the Road. This is America on the Road on Driving Today. I'm Jack Nerad.